I am confident that with the right policy response, time and effort, we will conquer these challenges as well. U.S. and global financial markets continue to be severely strained. A chain of events caused by the ongoing housing correction has reverberated through U.S. banks and financial institutions and has seriously impacted the underlying economy, reaching American households and businesses. A root cause of this situation is a housing correction and a lack of confidence in mortgage assets, as well as a lack of confidence in many of the financial institutions that hold these assets. Because of this widespread uncertainty, investors are hesitant to commit capital to financial institutions. Investor confidence is critical to restore liquidity and enhance the stability of our financial system. This financial turmoil is now directly affecting more families and businesses. When banks cannot finance at reasonable levels and cannot or are not willing to lend, everyone in our economy who depends on credit suffers. The capital markets are the pipes through which money flows to finance student loans, car loans, home loans, and small businesses' payrolls and inventory. And uncertainty and a lack of confidence have clogged our basic financial plumbing. While our actions have been aimed at restoring financial markets and institutions, our purpose is to prevent financial market difficulties from further impacting businesses and families across the country. Over the last 6 months, the U.S. government has addressed a number of significant problems on a case-by-case basis. In my judgment, these actions, a number of which were quite significant, were necessary but not sufficient. By September, uncertainty had led to a credit market freeze, and it became clear that we needed to take a systemic approach on a significant scale to get at the underlying cause of much of this turmoil. We went to Congress and asked for broad new authorities to address the current troubles affecting our financial markets, including the root cause of the financial system freeze, the illiquid mortgage assets weighing on balance sheets. And Congress met the very difficult challenge of providing these authorities by passing the EESA. Specifically, the EESA empowers Treasury to use up to $700 billion to inject capital into financial institutions, to purchase or insure mortgage assets, and to purchase any troubled assets that the Treasury and the Federal Reserve deem necessary to promote financial market stability. The new law also gives the Federal Reserve the authority to pay interest on reserves and temporarily increases FDIC and NCUA deposit insurance from $100,000 to $250,000.